Hey, Amy. Hey, Amy. Guess what?
What?
Amy, guess what?
What?
I got a surprise for you.
What?
Guess who is on the show tonight?
Who?
That would be somebody we've interviewed before.
No.
It would be one of our AGT3.
No.
It would be Miss Evie Claire's back.
No way.
Yes, she is. She's back tonight. And we're so glad that we can have this for you. You know, Evie is such a wonderful young lady, and we're so privileged to have her on the show for the third time. And sometimes I'm just speechless and hardly know what to say. So, since I don't know what to say, imagine that.
That's a shocker.
Well, since I don't know what to say, we're going to let Evie say it. We're going to play first a clip of the final night when she sang with James Arthur. We'll have the interview and we'll be back. So enjoy. All right, everyone. Once again, we are so glad to have, for the third time on our podcast, this time we can actually say America's Got Talent Season 12 finalist, Evie Claire. Welcome to the show, Evie.
Thank you.
So how does that sound, AGT Season 12 finalist?
It's amazing. I've had so much fun this season, and I never expected to get this far, so it's really been an amazing experience.
So have you gotten a chance to settle things down a little bit and not quite such a fast pace?
Yeah, kind of. I just got back from New York right after the show ended, the day after I flew out to New York to do a concert, and I just got back on Sunday night, and so I've had a couple days of peace, and I'm just glad that I'm able to come home and just kind of relax and get things situated here at home, and so it's been crazy 9 months, but it's been good past couple days.
Well, school starting soon for you?
I already started school in July.
Oh.
But we're on our school break right now. So I have 2 weeks off of school and AGT and everything, and so that'll be nice.
I bet. You kind of sound like you need a break.
Yeah.
Well, let's look back at the week of the final. And you sang a beautiful song. Now, we talked one other time about the choice of the songs. So tell us what went into the song that you chose for the final.
Well, that was my dad's favorite song, and So when it was time to choose a song for the finals, I was kind of debating whether or not to do another song, and I had all these choices that I was thinking about, and then that one just kind of popped into my mind, and I sang it through a couple times, and everyone agreed that that was the one I needed to do. So,
well, yeah, you look
really cool.
You look so beautiful that night, and the stage was so wonderful.
Yeah.
Talk about what it's like to perform on a stage like that.
It's so cool. It never gets old. It's every time you go on there, it's just so, like, I just felt at home when I was on the stage. It was just really, really amazing.
So tell us about New York and your trip there.
So I got to go to New York for the first time and do a concert at the music festival in Tuckahoe. And so that was really cool. And Angelica Hale was also there, and she performed as well. And that was really cool to see her again after a couple of days. It felt like I hadn't seen her in forever, but it was only like a couple of days later.
Well, that brings up I know we talked about this the last time, but it had to be even more special when you guys got down to the final 10. Talk about your relationship with the others in the final 10.
We're all just really good friends. Everyone there, just, we all have so much love and respect for each other, and it didn't feel like a competition at all. It's just very welcoming. Everyone is friends, and we have all these jokes and things like that, and so we'd just, like, put aside time to hang out and just be friends, and it was not, like, a competitive mood at all, and so for us to be in the top 10 together, most people would think it was, like, we were really mad at each other and we didn't want the other person to win, but really it was just such a loving atmosphere, and we're all just really good friends, and we all knew Darcy was going to win, and so that was a joke that we were making the whole season, and she'd get mad and be like, no, anything can happen, I'm not going to win, anyone can win, and so we were just really good friends all season.
So did the other 9 people really, really think that Darcy was going to be the one who would win the competition?
I mean, we would all joke about it the whole time. I don't know how much everyone thought it was true. We all had, like, all of us, there was just so much talent in the top 10, and any single person could have won that. And so it was just really kind of scary just to think that anybody could win. And it was some really, really, really talented people that I got to spend time with, so that was really cool. And we would all joke about her winning, and then when she won, it was just kind of like, ha-ha, we told you. And so that was fun, but, yeah.
Well, I saw a video clip. It was like an 8-second clip of Darcy Lynn doing an impersonation of Preacher. did you see that?
Yeah, I was there when she made that. We were on the stage doing stage blocking, and a little bit before that, he had said, like, look at my eye, and then she, that's what she said in the video, and so everyone was laughing at that, and yeah, that was really funny.
So is that the kind of fun you guys had on a regular basis, just teasing and joking with each other and things like that?
Yeah.
Well, it sure looked like you guys were having fun during that time.
We were.
Now, talk about the time that you had to spend in rehearsal. I know.
What was that?
Talk about the amount of time and how difficult the rehearsals were.
The rehearsals were about an hour a day for the 10 days while we were there. Sometimes they were shorter, sometimes they were longer, but It was usually about a half an hour to an hour a day, and it was really good. Like I said before, it's just a very loving atmosphere, and even the coaches are super nice, and we're all friends with them too. And so the rehearsals were not really even when we were like on the stage rehearsing, and we'd have like get to see other people. It was just super like a friendly atmosphere. Like, I don't know any other word to describe it. It was just, we all loved each other, and no matter like the rehearsals, even that, it was like seeing the other people perform was just fun. And it wasn't like, oh no, they're so good, they're gonna beat me, I'm going home for sure. It wasn't anything like that. It was just always really fun on set.
Well, let's look at a few of the individuals that were in the final 10, and I won't go through all of them, but I'll ask you about an individual, and then you tell me what comes to your mind. Mandy Harvey.
Oh, my goodness. She is the sweetest person in the entire world. She, I just adore her. She is absolutely amazing, and we're really good friends, and I had so much fun spending time with her on set.
Preacher Lawson.
He is so funny. Like, people don't realize, even on stage, he has really great material, and he's a great comedian, but he's just like that all the time. He has such a great attitude, and he is just always making a joke out of everything, and making it even more of a fun time on set. And he's also very whenever he could find a time to fall asleep, he could do it. He can sleep anywhere.
<That's>
crazy.
All right, let's get to the two that were the two finalists, and along with yourself, we call you guys our AGT3. Let's talk about Angelica.
She is just so full of energy, and she's always super happy. It's really fun to spend time with her. She's just, it's like she's crazy, but in the best way possible. She makes it so fun, and it's just always really fun with her.
Well, and she's so little, and
yeah.
And she has that great big voice. Tell me about that.
One of the judges said that she had the best voice in the competition, and I definitely agree with that. She has such a powerful voice, especially for being so young, and she can just, like, I can't even describe it. It's so amazing to think that she can do that. I mean, not a lot of people can do that with such ease that she does, and they spend so much time training their voices to do that, and to do what she does, and sing so high. And a lot of people can't really do that, and the people who can do that work really, really, really long and hard at it, and her being so young, I mean, it's just incredible.
Okay, let's talk about the winner and Darcy Lynn.
She is phenomenal. I don't think people realize how much effort it takes to do ventriloquism. I've tried it, and on set she'll teach me little things about it, and how to say letters with your mouth closed, and it is so hard. It is just phenomenal that she can even do that, and she has an amazing voice as well. And so I think she definitely deserved to win, and she is going to do great things. She's amazing.
And I think people overlook how good her voice really is, because they're so surprised with the puppets. But she has a beautiful voice, doesn't she?
Yeah, for sure. And she can do awesome things, like she can do other things that she didn't really showcase on the show. on Little Big Shots. She was on there a few years ago, and she yodeled with her mouth closed with her puppet. And I'm like, what the heck? How do you even do that? I mean, it's just really cool that she can even do that, let alone with her mouth closed. It's amazing.
And I commented about the night that she won, well, the night before when she performed, and she was actually doing three separate voices, her own plus two puppets.
Yeah.
That's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the night of the finale, when they announced the top five, and then you got to perform with somebody kind of special, didn't you?
Yeah. I got to perform with James Arthur. He's an amazing musician, and he was on X Factor, and he won that. And so it was really cool to be able to sing with him and to even meet him, and he's such a great person, too.
Well, and you're kind of being a little bit humble here because you didn't mention that you actually sang an Evie Claire original.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about that, about the song, and then tell us what it was like singing with him and doing your song.
Well, I wrote that song this summer in June, and since I already signed all the contracts, I wasn't allowed to release it. And so I was kind of bummed about that. But then in my semifinals package video, we sent in a bunch of home videos so they could make the package. And on one of them, it was my sister and I singing that song from a few weeks before. And they're like, hey, you should come in and record this, and we'll make it the background of your package. So I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And so then we did that. And then after I made it, and a few weeks later, they told me that I was going to sing that for my performance with the celebrity, but they didn't tell me who it was going to be. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, someone famous is going to sing my song on national television with me. And so that was really cool. And then to find out it was James Arthur, it was just really, really, really cool experience.
The whole experience is something that, of course, you'll never forget the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But what happens from today or let's say a couple weeks from now after you've rested a little bit forward, what do you got going on that you can tell us about?
Well, I have lots of performances scheduled and lots of things that I'm going to do performance-wise, and I'm hoping to put out an album soon and to sell music because, like, on the show, I showcased that I write music and I have a few other songs. And so I want to put an album together and sell that and hopefully continue my music career.
Awesome. Well, you've been so gracious in giving us time, and we've made friendships with you and your mother and your aunt and so many different people. How about I finish like I always do with a word of prayer for your family? Father, we thank you again for our good friend, Evie, and we thank you for the blessing that she's been to so many people across this country and across the world. We thank you for her abilities that you've given her, and thank you, Father, that she uses them for your glory. Father, we just ask a blessing upon her, her mother, her siblings, her extended family. And, Father, we just pray that you will help them in this time of their life, and we pray that you will help Evie to continue to be able to touch people across the entire world with her singing ability and her songwriting ability. And, Father, we just pray that she always gives you the praise and the honor and the glory for all that she does. She's such a wonderful Christian example, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you're welcome. And tell your mother and your Aunt Phoebe and everybody that we know we said hello.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And I know Trevor gives you his best, too.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Evie.
Bye.
So, Amy, isn't Evie just a wonderful young lady?
She is a wonderful young lady.
And we have to remember that she's just 13, and we have to remember that she does and likes things that kids like. But, boy, she sure seems a whole lot older than 13 when we talk to her.
So mature for her age. Such an old soul for her age.
You say with a smile on your face because most of the time we're the ones that are called old souls.
Yeah.
But I'm so impressed with her ability to carry on through a difficult time in her life. And you notice that we didn't talk about that because we wanted to focus on Evie herself.
Absolutely. She deserves that with all everything going on. She deserves to be the focus.
And she sounded just so wore out. She had just gotten back from her performance in New York, and she was like, huh, maybe I've got a couple weeks here where I can catch my breath and rest up.
I hope she does, too.
Well, and you know that that's important because she talked about it. But
right.
You know, even young people get tired and wore out. And
right, absolutely.
And I didn't realize this, but she told us in the interview that the entire process from beginning to end took 9 months.
Yeah, that's a while. 9 months.
And, well, that's a long time to be away from family and friends. And, you know, she was back and forth. She wasn't gone for 9 months, but the entire process and flying back and forth and all the different things that took place in addition to what their family was going through is just...
Well, that's 9 months of stress-filled time for...
Right.
Especially a teenager.
I mean, she went into it hoping to win.
Right.
And probably doubted whether or not she... Well, maybe even doubted whether or not she would make it through the audition.
Right.
And, I mean, I hope she had confidence in herself, but there's got to be some self-doubt all along the way. Am I good enough to make it to the next level?
Sure.
And she proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that she belonged, and she belonged right there in the top 10 where she was.
Absolutely.
She is a wonderful girl who has a wonderful support system that, as we said in the interview, that you and Trevor and I have become friends with, grown to know and to love their family. And I just know that our friendship with that family doesn't end just because this season of America's Got Talent ends.
And you know, she has a wonderful future ahead of her.
She does.
She's got a packed future ahead of her.
And regardless of where she finished in the top 10, she's got a huge, huge following.
Huge following.
And so we wish nothing but the very best for Evie.
Absolutely.
Again, we love her family. And we look forward to following her career because this is just the beginning.
I can't wait to watch her grow up and see where she becomes and where she goes from here.
Well, and that kind of ties into what I'm going to say here as we close. We're going to play one of her performances during the season of America's Got Talent. But before we go, we want to invite you back. We have got a couple of really cool interviews coming up in the next, Friday and Monday, I believe. We've got them scheduled for. We're going to talk to Victoria Jackson of Saturday Night Live fame.
Right on.
And she's going to share with us about her battle with breast cancer and talk about how her faith helped get her through. But we also got an update on a person that was on last year's season of America's Got Talent. Laura Breton is going to star in a movie. And when I say star, she has the lead role. And we have got the person who wrote the screenplay, directed and produced, Mr. All Around, and his name is Alexander Jeffrey, and I think he's coming up on Monday. But I know people are looking forward to seeing Laura Breton, and we're looking forward to that as well.
See what a difference a year makes. Look at where Evie could be in a year.
Never know what's going to happen in a year.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, enjoy this last bit of music, and as always, go out and do the right thing.
God bless.
Thank you.
We are back. Now, before the break, we saw the powerful and touching story of 13-year-old singer Evie, and now she is here performing for a spot in the finals. So make some noise. Make a lot of noise for Evie Claire.
I've said this before, you are gutsy. You really, really are. And let me tell you something. This song was beautiful.
Yeah.
Your voice was beautiful. You know, where you were singing like somebody else's song before, I know who wrote this song, but you made it your version. Your tone, your pitch was stunning. It was laid back. And let me tell you, your dad is going to be so proud of you.
Just made Simon emotional. I just heard it in his voice. Did you hear that too?
Yeah.
Heidi?
Well, even though we're in this big theater, you made it very intimate. You made it very personal. You made it very, very moving for all of us. Evie, I'm very, very proud of you. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Howie?
You know, I think we forget you're only 13 years old and you're already going through so much. So I have to commend you on your courage and your confidence.
Thank you.
You know, your voice is beautiful, you look beautiful, and yes, your dad is so, so proud of you. I just hope America votes for you.
Thanks.
Well, good luck tonight. Everybody is loving you so much. So here is the deal. To put Evie into the finals, you have to vote. And you can vote up to 10 times for each act with each voting method. So get to it. And remember, there are only 5 acts going through this week, so it's going to be real tight. Coming up, dog trainer Sarah faces her.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.